It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. It's Father's Day weekend.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, if you ever grill any weekend, this better be the one. If dad's got a new piece of equipment, we'll talk a little bit about that maybe, but also, you know, get him out there, let him fire up the grill, cook what he wants. This might be a steak weekend for you, but I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And Conrad, thanks for joining us this morning, the smokiest show on the airwaves. Of course, you can catch us on thegrillingguys.com if you are into podcasts, and we have thousands of podcasts. Make sure you go to our website or go to your podcast app and just punch in The Grilling Guys, and we may or may not pop up. But
right.
If we do, you can follow us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's instructions on the site. And check out all our sponsors on the right-hand side because they keep us on the air.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Schmoe's Brewery. Got to get over there on Patterson, just north of 28. Grab some of this. This is a family-owned brewery. They make some great beer.
Yeah, what they're throwing down right now. The founder is back in the seat brewing, and Jim is...
Makes a difference.
I'll tell you what, he's a scientist. He's an engineer, actually, but I guess that's a scientist.
Right.
Well, engineering is a science.
Right, yeah.
They engineer their beer anyway. They're a bunch of Michigan Tech people, and
yep.
We do love their product. But I thought summer was on, but... doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, got up this morning and walked the dog. It was 52 degrees. I was like, man.
Time to get your targets out and start practicing with your bow.
Yeah, exactly. We're about 3 months early. But, I mean, we had that Memorial Day stuff was way warm, way early, and now we're kind of paying for it. But, boy, we could use some rain.
Well, we get those in January sometimes.
Right, yeah.
I'll tell you what's cool is... right now, the fawns are all out running around.
Yep.
And
dinky little guys, aren't
they?
Oh,
yeah. I've got a group of deer in behind my house in the woods that seem to have... They're building so many houses around me that I still have a nice protected piece of woods. And
yeah.
They seem to enjoy that.
Sure.
So...
well, and you don't have Zeus anymore.
We've got right. One yeah. Beautiful... The spots on this fawn are bigger than I think I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
Just like, it's so cool. They're just so cute.
Yep, they are. They are very cute.
And not big enough to be tasty yet.
Not yet. Exactly.
But we have summer family going on at our house. Been working on the pool. Unfortunately, I turned the heater on. And that was stupid.
Yep, gas meters. Gas meters like a fan.
You can hear it from the next property over.
Yeah, squealing. Yeah, I did the same thing this morning. We got some people coming over later today and then again tomorrow for Father's Day. And I'm like, you know, the pool, we had it when it was warm. And around Memorial Day, we had it up to 84, and we kind of haven't been working with it for a week, and it dropped down to 70. And I'm like, ooh, that's going to put some dollars in there to heat that thing
and
back up.
And now it's in the 50s.
Yeah, right. Yeah, at night. Yeah, I mean, the little solar blanket helps, but it doesn't protect it completely.
So I have to get back right back home and start pulling on butts. I'm feeding a family reunion of 200 today.
Ooh.
So
that's a lot of work.
It's fortunately, it's all pork shoulder. I didn't have to do any brisket. It's tough when you get... hundreds of people and you've got butts and briskets because, as you know, that's a lot of space on the smoker.
Yes,
and the brisket takes a lot of time,
right?
Because you're busy slicing.
Yeah. I did three butts for a small little event, little 30 person event. I made three butts on my big green egg, and I was surprised. I was running it at about 275, but they got done in like 7 hours.
Mm.
I was really surprised. It's usually a 9 or 10 hour deal, but you know, I got my ThermoQ and put the probes in each one of those, and then it's got the little remote, so it tells me what the temperatures are. Damn, they came right up quick. I mean, I got up and put them on at 5 a.m, and by like, you know, 10, they were ready to wrap. And another hour and a half, boom, they were done. So
I did another one yesterday for an unfortunate situation. A friend had a young person from their church that was killed in an auto accident by a drunk driver.
Ouch.
Only child.
Ouch. Well,
so
my
dear friend said, "Hey, can you do some food?" And this is, let's just say, an impoverished family. So it was just a charity.
Sure, you got to do that. Yep.
Easily done. It's too easy.
Yeah.
But it's just so saddening to hear of a 16-year-old getting killed by somebody on the road.
Yep. Very tragic.
Do you remember last year? You kind of mocked me for it because I was going down the strange. I was going down the trail. I had that Cliff High report that I was talking about with a grand solar minimum and how it popped all the leaves and how it just changed everything. So later on in the season, I was reading more reports and I said, you know, if this is like the one that happened in the 1800s, they had the year with no summer. I said, so next summer might be cool. And by golly, it's kind of looking like we're getting some of that same effect that they got in the 1800s from that whatever happens in the cosmos that makes the sun cool down like that.
Well, everything old is new again.
It's right? Dynamic, so, yeah. So
right. I mean, could be.
When they say trust the science.
We'll ask you in a couple of weeks when it's 90 out there and your pool's full of people.
I hope so.
Is that the grand solar maximum then?
Well, I hope so, because we don't want a summer with no heat.
Well, no. Heck no, we don't, and we'll get it. It's just, yeah. Weather's weather, man. It comes and goes, and
yeah.
it's one of those things. But anyway, so I've got a party that I got to cook for. I need brisket and butts. And you just touched on something. I want to, because there's often people really, you know, everybody wants brisket. I mean, that's like the king of meat on the smoker. And so this one's
I would even add a caveat to that I've noticed. The women tend to prefer pulled pork.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So this is a rehearsal dinner, 50 people, and they want both brisket and pork. If you were doing that, Bob, which one? I think you put the brisket on first, but how do you plan for temperature, grill space when they both got to be on there? Are you just putting a probe in each one of them and monitoring them, or temperature's the same? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I like to take a big portion of that flat and cut that packer brisket at a diagonal so that the flat that's revealed on the end, I take that right off, and I cook those pieces separately. So I'm going to put my point on a higher level, if it's a
points the thicker part.
If it's a locker smoker, especially you've got racks, so I'm probably going to put maybe the butts on top, and then the point, and then the flat at the bottom, something like that. But I'm still going to watch the temperatures very, very closely.
So that point, which is the thicker part of a packer brisket, is similar density and similar thickness to a pork shoulder or a pork butt.
It's
right
it's close.
Where the flat is thinner. So you want to separate that, because if you wait to pull the flat, when the thicker pieces are done, your flat's going to be way overdone,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And I think that's the point that I wanted to make.
Thank you.
So, yeah. But the point that beef point.
Now you're just going to say point all the time.
I'm trying to make a point, and I'm struggling, baby. I'm struggling. But that's going to cook slower than a pork shoulder. Right, the thicker part of the beef, it's more dense. There's more cartilage in there, connective tissue.
I think it's similar. I don't compare them much, and you know, it just seems like, because very often there's so many pieces on the grates that you're just going independently, individually, and just dancing from one piece to another. It is a trick, and every smoker is different. You have hotter areas than others,
right?
But it is a trick, so you have to kind of move your meat around from time to time.
Right.
Don't,
I've been told that all my life.
That. Don't touch
all
that.
All my life I've been told that. You know what? Get off the couch and move your meat around. It'll make you a better man.
Why do I even try?
Right. Yep. Exactly. But anyway, that's just, you know, as the summer progresses, our listeners are going to have those situations where you're using different thicknesses, different densities, different types of meat, and they're all on the same smoker because you got to get them done at the same time meal.
And you just got to dive into them. Don't pussyfoot.
Yep.
Just take a chance and take some of these tips. We may be right, we may be wrong, but for the most part, people seem to like our food. So.
Yeah. And so you just got to, you know what? And if you're going to mess something up, it's okay to mess up a pork shoulder. They're, what, $1.69 a pound?
And they're forgiving.
Right. They're very forgiving, too. Yeah, you got a range of temperature where they're still good. But coming up next, we got a guy in town that builds barbecue trailers. and we got him on the show. So it's going to be Marcos Fernandez at Ideal Welding Solutions. Stick with us. We'll be back.